Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Father Ron in Peru, Illinois, and James Wing in Southwest Michigan, and Jeff Pizon in Roselle, Jim in Lombard, Amy Doubleair in Moline, the Quad Cities. Diane Paul, thank you. Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook, thanks for the joke. And Paul Falson of Apple River, Illinois, a proud owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's one from Richard in Northbrook. Ted Klatfelter says it's finally under 90 degrees in Phoenix. Jeff Schult at Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin. Doug in Sycamore. Linda Smith in Whitewater, Wisconsin. Shell and Aurora, and Dave Carr in Canada. Hey, Andy. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
W-H-O. Yesterday, I was complaining of chest pains, shortness of breath, cramps, dizziness. My wife called the doctor and asked if they had any earplugs. Hey, Andy, my wife says she's leaving me.
Why now?
She's always accusing me of acting like a know-it-all.
What'd you say?
I said I knew it. Pause for a moment here and just think with me. I wonder if my recorded call has ever been used for training or quality purposes. Hey, Andy, one difference between men and women is when a woman says, smell this, it usually smells good. Here's another difference between men and women, Andy. A woman uses 30,000 words a day to a man's 15,000. Wife says to her husband, well, that's because we have to repeat everything to you men. The husband turned to his wife and said, what? My wife is opening a resale woman's shop in New Delhi.
What's that shop called?
Oh, wait. It says here, my friend. I guess it could be my wife.
Could be you. Could be anybody.
Could be anybody. Hey, Andy, anybody is opening a resale women's clothing shop in New Delhi.
The question remains, what's the shop called?
Who's sorry now?